Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
How much do genetics determine your health? And we're talking about genes versus lifestyle. It's really an interesting conundrum. What comes first? What do you need to do? You know, Andrea, my mom passed away in her 50s from ovarian cancer, and I worried for a long time about would I have that? And I got tested for the BRAC gene, which I am not a carrier, thank goodness. But I also realized that, you know, my mother maybe didn't deal with her emotions the right way, or maybe there was some other things in her life. And so I try to live the healthiest lifestyle I can in all areas of my life. And Dr. Ginger is here to talk more about this. It's so important. Hi, Dr. Ginger.
Well, hello there. I'm so excited to talk about this because I get so tired of people using their genes as an excuse for why they have, you know, heart disease or some other condition that we know full and well is completely reversible if they change their lifestyle.
Yeah, it does make a big difference. And I think that, you know, do you think for people that, do you think they've just kind of conditioned themselves to believe that? Or do you think they're in denial? What do you think when you hear people blame it on their genes?
I think society has conditioned us to think that. And so, you know, I guess it's our job here today is to unbrainwash people. And probably the most important thing I'm going to say today is your genes are the blueprints, but you are the architect. Okay, you might be
I like that.
You might be born
that is a tweetable.
Yeah, you know, you just because you have rogue genes that, you know, run in the family does not mean that gene will become expressed, and that's kind of the term that they utilize in the medical world, express the gene expression. You determine the gene expression, and this happens when you allow your body to become compromised. You open that door and then the weakest link breaks. So we need to not open those doors and, you know, keep our bodies strong by having a healthy lifestyle. You know, a very small percentage of cancers are inherited. So if we forget about those and focus on the ones that we hear most often, which are breast cancer, prostate, colon cancer, and even obesity, diabetes, you know, heart disease, Crohn's disease, fibromyalgia, all these common things that so many people have, if we focus on these are completely reversible if you give your body the proper tools. Period. End of story. No ifs, ands, or buts. But we've accepted.
Oh, I love that.
We've accepted that this is just part of life because the big industries, the multi-billion-dollar industries, want us to think that, and so we have to become educated consumers.
It's so true. And, you know, I had a chance a couple of years ago. I was at a Heal homeopathic event, and they had this amazing scientist who came in from Germany and another scientist, I guess, or professor when it comes to genomics. And they were telling us that it is absolutely possible to change, you know, to change our genes, and just by doing it through diet and lifestyle. So, Dr. Ginger, I would love you to take us through some easy ways, or not easy ways, but some ways that we could change, you know, we can help prevent diseases, and we can help kind of create this lifestyle and not have to, you know, go back to saying, oh, it's in the gene. So take us through some ideas.
Well, just so you know, heart disease and cancer runs in my family too, and I can tell you I will never have either one of those, and that's because of the lifestyle that I live. So I'm very, obviously, if you've been listening every week, you know that I'm a raw food vegan, so I'm very strict on the food that I eat. So food toxins, avoiding food toxins, processed foods, GMOs, we know about the third generation of GMO-fed rats are not producing offspring, so, I mean, hello, we need to really look at our food. And also the drinks, the things that we put into our body. Make sure the water is as clean and pure as possible, avoiding plastics and mercury and heavy metals, even our skin care. You know, our skin is our largest organ. It both is the largest absorptive organ and eliminative organ. And so if you're loading on, you know, even lotions that have lots of parabens and other chemicals that we're discovering are causing us problems. You know, your skin is just, you know, eating those up, drinking those up. Environmental pollutants, you know, whether it's where you work or the air that you breathe, lab-made synthetics, even things that are on our clothes. And a lot of this, it kind of gets us like, where do I begin? But if you just start with the food that you put in your body, eating real food as unprocessed as possible, getting exercise, just the common sense things will wipe a whole lot of toxins out of your system, just doing the common sense things. And then as you start feeling better and learning a little bit more, you can kind of do the deeper things. So we kind of baby step ourselves.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because for me, I'm not a raw food vegan, but I do eat a lot of raw foods, and I only eat things that, what's that expression, that they can run, fly, or is that something different, because you're not eating meat, but there's an expression that I'm completely forgetting
about. Yeah, my expression is, if it has a mother, I don't eat it.
Okay, so this one.
Which might be
all right. Well, anyway, there's
people,
something.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a paleo thing, but I do tend to, you know, I mean, I'll eat the grass-fed meat and I'll eat the whole foods and the non-GMOs. And I think, again, like wherever you are, you know, one of the things I learned, I got my master's in public health, is you have to meet people where they're at.
Exactly.
And you don't want to put so much change on people at once. So maybe instead of buying that, you know, box of mashed potatoes, go cook a yam or make a potato, right. You know, use the smaller potatoes and start there, or add in some cauliflower or like
sense.
Little things like that.
Yeah. Start with your common
exactly.
sense, and that's the first step. You know, you're actually changing your genetics daily from the food you eat, the air you breathe, and your thoughts and emotions, because stress can also come into play here. And so that's why exercise and other de-stress activities are so important in genetics as well.
Well, I think that's what got my mother. I mean, honestly, when I look at the stress in her life, she was raised by a woman who was manic depressive, who didn't take her medication. I know that's a whole thing. People don't think people should take medication, but I think for certain things, and in and out of institutions, and very difficult. And then she had, you know, kids that she wasn't really ready for and didn't really know how to be a mom, and just lots of stress and
sure.
one thing on top of the other. And then she got the ovarian cancer. And, you know, I just feel like if you don't deal with your emotional health, it's really going to bite you in the butt.
Absolutely. It's absolutely one of the pillars for sure. And, you know, one of the other things to point out, the media also, you know, kind of sets our tone and attitude and kind of creates some of these myths as well. I mean, look at what happened with Angelina Jolie and the great influence
mm-hmm.
she had with, you know, with moving both of her breasts.
BRCA gene. Yep.
Yeah, but on the other hand, Bill Clinton, you didn't hear too much about what he did. He read the China study after he had lots of heart condition issues, and read the China study, and now he's either a vegan or a vegetarian. I'm not sure which one he chose.
I think he's vegan.
But you know, we don't hear as much about that, because that's not, you know, that's not benefiting the profit-driven health messages that some of these multi-billion-dollar industries want to have. So, you know,
you're so right.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Upsets me, yeah.
Yeah,
it is,
really,
and what upsets me most is that a lot of the media, they won't talk about chemicals in our food, or they won't, like, a lot of them will, for sure, but some of them stay away from it because there's companies that sponsor them that may have some of the chemicals in the food. So it gets a little bit frustrating to be able to kind of educate people and tell them the truth when they're kind of running by other means, I guess.
That's right. Well, you know who's actually doing a great job of that? I don't know if you've seen on Carol Alt, supermodel Carol Alt. Remember her? She actually has a show.
She was my favorite supermodel when I was a kid. I always thought she was the prettiest. I love brown hair and blue eyes. Okay, anyway, back to you.
Well, she has a show that plays on the weekend on Fox News, and it's all about all the stuff that we always talk about. And last week it was a show on GMOs, and I thought it was awesome.
That was my friend Max Goldberg, who was on the show, and it was amazing. He did a great job. So kudos to you, Max, for doing such an amazing job on the Carol Alt show. Yes, so yes, Dr. Ginger, we are familiar with her, and he did do a fantastic job. And amazing for Fox that they're covering. So kudos to Fox, a shout out for them for covering these topics. So
that is great. That is great. But, you know, she got a lot of flack on Twitter, good flack, like good comments, and then some flack back on Twitter about covering, you know, GMOs and, you know, one-sidedness. But it's like, you know, that's what the media does. They play the other side. So we need people like Carol Alt out there who actually has a platform to talk about this stuff, because it's not getting out there in mainstream media.
Absolutely. And that's why we're all here doing what we do. You do what you do. And thank you, Dr. Ginger, again, for being on our show. Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and Naturally Savvy, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.